Hi guys, welcome back. All right, so this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's almost over. Can't believe it. Almost end of October. So I have been trying to write an episode in support of this and to help whoever I can who identifies as a current survivor or past survivor. In other words, to those who are still in it and those who got out. And that includes those who don't even know they are in it in the first place. And that is the scariest place to be, I feel, right? In a relationship that is dangerous, that is damaging, that is causing you mental and physical illness and some of the most intense and painful wounding a human being can experience. And you have no idea why it's happening to you. You think you are the problem. You think it's your fault. And you don't know why you continue to participate in and be with someone who is mean to you, who lies to you, who disrespects you, who belittles you, who abuses you, right? It's confusing. And, for those of you who haven't done it yet, it's scary the first time you ever say out loud, I am in an abusive relationship. It's scary because there's shame attached to it and defeat. That is the most uncomfortable feeling for me personally, feeling defeated. And I don't mean this in a way of I always have to be the best, or I'm competitive, or that I'm a perfectionist. I mean this in a way where I have been defeated as a human being in this life. I have been defeated by abuse. I have identified that as the worst feeling for me. I think it is for a lot of people. Now, this has been a chronic feeling for me, unfortunately, throughout life. But today I want to give anybody feeling defeated and anybody feeling they are not worthy, and especially anybody who feels they are so worthless, they should not even be on this earth, some relief and some empowerment and some truth and strength and hope. So, I personally don't identify with any organized religion, nor do I practice it. And I'm not trying to get anybody on any kind of bandwagon. I do pray. I don't really know who I'm praying to, but I do believe in the fact that there is something larger than me of intelligence and purpose. Whether that be, scientific or spiritual, maybe it's both, I don't know. But I came across a clip of a woman named Nona Jones, and she's a preacher. And she is also a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And I appreciated her performance when I came across it. Because you guys, her preaching on stage is really like nothing you've ever seen. Like, normally we picture an old white man reading the Bible, right? Who's probably like the most unholy person we can think of. Honestly, that's what I think of when I hear church or preacher these days, all these criminals on the news that have been running these churches. But she is so powerful, and I appreciate her because she uses the Bible as a tool, that's really it. She uses the Bible and the verses and the stories, and she connects them to real raw trauma and pain and just uses it as a way to inspire and give other people hope and strength and just kind of uses those stories to help illustrate her point. So I am going to encourage you to watch it. The full thing is about 30 minutes long. If you're not religious, ignore that part. There were parts where I was like, okay, yeah, and I ignored it, but But it is worth a listen. It's called The Gift of Rejection by Nona Jones. And I personally listened to it on a day where I felt very hopeless and very wounded and unworthy, unworthy of being treated well, unworthy of being loved, unworthy of my partner, unworthy of pleasure, unworthy of life, yeah, I still do go through that stuff sometimes when I'm triggered and when I experience new trauma. So this shit gave me so much strength that day. I heard this about 3 weeks ago or so. So I wanted to use some of it, just kind of as some material today for this episode. So one of the most important steps in recovery from abuse is finding out how and why you got there, right? Like giving it some meaning. Abuse does not discriminate. It can happen to anyone of any status or level or, of wealth or race. Like I just want to make that very clear. But it is important if you do have childhood trauma and you are going through an abusive relationship to dig into it and recognize your attachment system and what it's programmed to do and why. Then you figure out how to rewire these neural pathways and schemas into something more healthy, right? So my ass is still on that journey. I probably always will be. I think it's kind of lifelong in certain ways. I've come to accept that. But the basis and the main reason that I fell into the trap I did was because my attachment system found the narcissistic, harmful person I was with to be familiar. And this personality type is connected to not only scary memories for me and sad memories for me as a child, but also loving memories, and feeling safe at times. Sometimes I did feel safe with my narcissistic parent or parents. It's not just connected to the bad stuff, right? And this is the first type of individual my nervous system, my body, my whole being came in contact with when I came to this earth. So it makes sense why I was so attached to my abuser and loved him so much. I mean, it's definitely like the whole drama bond thing, But much of the dynamic and abuse was so normalized for me, I did not know any better. And I think that's true for a lot of us. But I'm not going to focus on those things. There's a lot of other episodes in this series that I've produced explaining all of that, attachment styles and kind of like the trauma piece. Today I want to talk about overcoming the core thought, or what I call, like a core lie that we all come to believe when we are experiencing or have experienced abuse. And that core lie is, I do not matter. I am not enough. I am unworthy, right? And for me, I know a lot of, for a lot of other people, this core belief developed for me out of the damn womb. Like, when parents are emotionally unstable or drunk or whatever, and they do not tend to our needs, and this can start in infancy, they do not comfort us appropriately when we cry or, when we're in distress and they don't co-regulate with us. This is what we learn, right? I am being ignored. I must not matter. I don't care if you are an infant and you can't remember feeling that. Or think that you couldn't at that time in your life because you were too small or whatever. Like you can. That's what happens. So this clip Nona Jones did helped me like more than anything thus far in my journey make sense of why this core lie that I tell myself is not true. Like deeply and truly. Like I've been saying it for years now, and I believe it to be true for others. Like, I really can. But I'd be lying if I said that this core belief does not lay like dormant in my body, and it definitely resurfaces when I'm not being treated well or respected, you know, as a fucking human being, whatever that situation may be. So it does act up still sometimes, right? So she uses a story of David and Goliath, and she relates it to her own childhood trauma, in which her mother was with an abusive man who was sexually and emotionally abusing Nona as a child. And she tells a story about how after this man goes to jail for what he did, she remembers her mom taking her as a small child to then pick his grimy ass up from jail, right? What does that say to a child? You know, and that being the most memorable moment of her feeling the core belief, I do not matter. I am unworthy of life. So then she points out the following. I'm going to use direct quotes here. Has anybody ever been here before where you allow people to stay in your life and you survive off the crumbs of their attention? But the attention that they give you is only to the direct benefit of themselves. You see, God sent me here tonight because that rejection will distort your perception of your value. We talk about life beginning at conception, and we talk about the sanctity of the womb. But if you actually listen to what that verse says, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I set you apart. So, in other words, before the sperm met the egg, you had purpose. Before the sperm met the egg, you had value. Before the sperm met the egg, God decided you were necessary for creation. And if the God of the universe can decide that we are necessary, how dare we give the ability to another person to make us think we don't matter? Why are we around here contorting ourselves to fit inside their opinion of us? It ends today. I speak prophetically over this house that whoever walked in here carrying the weight of rejection, I am speaking to you and telling you. That you will leave rejection at the foot of this door, and you are going to stand boldly and firmly and be who God created you to be. End quote. Oh, got a little choked up. I'm not gonna lie, when I watched that video, it did make me cry. So, okay, let me put my professional voice back on here. In other words, I shared this with you all today, not to get you to believe in God, you know. Like I shared earlier, I'm still like real confused about all that and don't even really know if I have an opinion. But it's just, I don't know. It's just what she was saying, you know. But to believe in the fact that you had purpose before it was decided by who the hell ever decided for you to be with the parents that you had, to be with the siblings that you had. You know, to be with the abusers that you had, that you were necessary and deserved life. You deserve life. That just hit me like a ton of bricks. I don't know. So I hope it has the same effect for some of you. You know, but when I pray for all of us to all wake up every day and feel that we are worthy of life. And should we not to then get the hell away from whatever and whoever is making us feel unworthy? And just triumph over the evil shit in this world that has defeated us thus far. When I say I don't like to be defeated, this is what I mean. This is the game I love to win, right? I will not let the actions of others bring me down or tempt me to act outside of who the fuck I am. I am me proudly. I live in a way I am proud of. I am honest. I am hardworking. I am kind and care greatly for other people. And my purpose is sure the hell not to be walking on eggshells. It sure the hell not is to be a size two. It is not to be pushed down emotionally or physically by anybody. My purpose is to help as many people on the face of this earth to triumph in the face of abuse. And I feel bad for anybody who gets in my way or tries to stop me. So I'm going to close out here. I'm going to use another one of Nona's direct quotes just to kind of help you guys understand what I am saying to you if you are not hearing me. She said, David was not just in the field all by himself tending to sheep. David was in the field preparing for Goliath. David was not ready for Goliath in spite of being rejected. He was ready for Goliath because of being rejected. End quote. So if you are feeling rejected, you need to ask yourself what this is preparing you for, not why you are not enough for the person rejecting you, right? I had to go through what I went through because it had to prepare me for the fight of my life. It does not make it right, but I thought I was in the fight of my life when I laid on that bed crying to just make the pain stop when I was back with him. You know, I thought it was the fight of my life when I begged to have the hits stop coming. I thought it was the fight of my life to be as sick as I was, as small as I was, and to stay the hell away from my abuser. It's hard. It's a fight. But you guys, I was tired of feeling defeated more than anything. And just like I did when I was a child, trying to protect my mother, trying to protect my sister, and trying to protect myself when I had nobody, I had courage and I fought hard and I let the person who I call dad know that I was a force to be reckoned with and that no matter what he did, I would not be defeated by him. And here I stand today and I am everything the fuck I said I would be when he tried to tell me that I was going to be nothing. I win. Abuse is tricky and it's common, unfortunately, and it's hard to be in it. And it's really hard to get out of it. But if you take all this in and you just sit with yourself and you look out for you, all it really takes is courage. All right, guys. Much love. Till next time.